Good evening, everyone. This is Coffee with Russ. Let's get to sipping and relaxing. So, what are you drinking this afternoon? You drinking some Folgers? Drinking some Maxwell House? Me, I'm drinking Dunkin' Donuts. 100% Arabica. It's been one of those days. I know a lot of people try to drink coffee in the morning times to give them that energy, but me, I just like to sit over here in my comfy little chair, listening to the fireplace roar, listening to the clocks just chime every once in a while, and then just take a nice sip of coffee. Especially when it gets time for this time of the year with this season. I don't know about you guys, but I just love flavored coffee. And I used to drink it super sweet, but I find that the older I get, the less sugar I add, more flavor I give it. And it's just oh so good. Well, if this is your first time listening to Coffee with Russ, I'm Russ. This episode is going to kind of just be a little bit of an introduction to what the podcast is going to be like. I urge anybody who is listening to this podcast to make sure that you are getting yourself a cup of coffee or tea or whatever it is that relaxes you at the end of the day. And every week we're just going to just get together and we're going to sit down and we're going to take some time to reflect and relax and just have a little bit of us time. I think time that's well deserved, especially if you had a busy day like I had today. Man, I'll tell you, I recently lost my job a while back and just finally got back in the groove of things, and so I'm back to work now. And when you had a busy day and you get off from work, it's like to try to cram everything you did in a day, and then you feel like you have to rush home, get the kids' meal cooked, hubby's meal cooked, maybe you're single and you just have to get your own meal cooked. You come home, what am I going to cook? What are we having for dinner tonight? Oh my gosh, I forgot to take this out. Oh my gosh, I forgot to do that. At the end of the day, are we really and truly giving ourselves that mental break, that mental health check that we need? And I know I need it. When I get off from work, I've got to have some me time. My beautiful wife, she always greets me at the door when I come walking in. And she's always like, what can I do to make your day better? She's already been home for a few hours, so she's able to do that, and I'm truly blessed that she's able to. But yeah, just sitting here, sipping a cup of coffee. The weather's starting to get cool outside now. Start to have us an outside fire, bonfire, for those of you who may not know what that's like. If you've ever had one outside, it's a lot of fun. Just sit around the campfire and just drinking yourself a sip of coffee, or my boys, they love some hot cocoa. My wife, she'll get that instant cook and serve pudding that they have at the store. I think it's a Jell-O brand. And she'll just put it in the stove or on top of the stove in the pot and heat it up. And she'll put it in some coffee mugs. It's nice and thick. Put some Cool Whip on top of it, maybe a peppermint stick or two in there. The boys just love it. This is my favorite time of year. I think it's because the weather gets cool here. I'm in South Georgia. Anybody that's ever been through Georgia, you know that we're special. We have all the seasons in one day, almost every day. So you got to try Georgia if you haven't had a chance to come to South Georgia. Maybe one of these days, if you come down, you can stop on by and have a sip of coffee with Russ. Maybe we can meet somewhere. I tell you what. I don't know about you guys, but man, today was a day. I got myself hooked up. I got my system ready to go, and I got ready to do my job, and system malfunctioned. Couldn't get it done. I'm like, man, could this day get any worse? But you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Bad days happen. It's those good days that we look forward to. Those Fridays, those Saturday nights and Sunday nights if you work during the week, or maybe you work on the weekends and your day off is today. I'm glad you're able to make it and sit down with me and enjoy a cup of coffee. just sit here and reflect. Just think about what you did today. Don't worry about the kids. They'll be okay. You just need some you time. Some time to sit there and just enjoy yourself. Maybe there's a song you like to play. Me, I'm a jazz fan. I love jazz. I got me some Artie Pepper on some old vinyls. For those of you younger listeners, you may not know what that is, but that's a record, in case you didn't know. Yeah, I'm from the late 1900s, they call us, so I'm old school when it comes to music. I love my jazz. I love any kind of instrumental music, big band. Music that just helps you to feel relaxed, but the music that speaks to the soul. I don't know about y'all, but that kind of music, it's just, man, you listen to that music and it's just soothing. People are like, man, jazz has got all that music playing at once, but not all jazz is like that. Now, you got all kinds of jazz out there. And man, I'll pop me on Artie Pepper vinyl on there. Get me a good cup of coffee sipped up there. Sit in my chair. My wife next to me. Kids off in the bed asleep. And I'm just relaxing. Maybe there's a book you like to read. I'm currently reading the Michael Connelly, Harry Bosch book right now. I think this one's called The Last Coyote. It's the fourth book. I know if you're a fan of Michael Connelly or Harry Bosch books, you're probably like, man, you're only on the fifth book? I just found out about this writer a few years ago. My aunt told me about him. He's a good author. It's a good detective novel. If you like to read detective novels and you like to read a good book that keeps you on your toes, it's a good book. So, well, this is just the beginning of many more podcasting episodes that are going to come to you guys. Comment on this podcast. Let me know what y'all think. I'm going to try to see if there's a way I can get my link set up where y'all can send me messages through it. So that way y'all can communicate. Let me know what you guys drink, what your favorite cup of coffee is. You can leave comments on this post here, maybe a Q&A. I might put a Q&A. I don't know what's your favorite brand of coffee. You're welcome to leave me your comments and let me know. And don't expect anything exciting with this podcast, because you know why? We're all about relaxing and having ourselves a mental health check. Just chilling and just drinking a cup of coffee and reflecting on our day and getting ourselves prepped up and ready to go for the next one. Giving yourself a little bit of you time, if you know what I mean. So, well, this is Coffee with Russ, signing off for the night. I'll see you guys here next time.